On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join Claude and Joe Thomas as they share with us what it takes to become the professional lover.
I love you are three of the easiest words to say, especially if you're feeling connected to your husband or wife. We even cut it down to love ya when we're walking out the door or hanging up the phone. But do we ever stop to think about what we're really saying when we toss out those words?
1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8 says, when you use the word love, what you're really saying is, I will patiently accept you when you're unpleasant. I won't treat you rudely or selfishly. I won't react when you annoy me or keep a scorecard of all the ways you hurt me. Neither will I retaliate by hurting you. And most of all, my love for you will never fade or end.
Do you realize that this is how God loves each of us? If we loved each other the same way, divorce would not exist. But our human natures are not wired to love this way all the time. Our strengths make it easy to use some of love's principles, and our weaknesses make it near impossible to use others.
But that's where God's power comes in. When we stay connected to Him, our gratitude for how He loves us will compel us to build the skills we need to use all of God's love principles. That way, when we say the words, I love you, we'll truly mean it.
For more information on becoming the professional lover, visit wjou.org.